The internet is a perfect delivery system for a poison that's as old as humanity. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. This week on Marketplace Tech, we're looking at how a troll becomes a terrorist, how people are recruited and radicalized online through social media, and what companies can do to deal with it. Fatali Mogadem is a professor of psychology at Georgetown. Back in 2005, he published a paper called The Staircase to Terrorism, which was an exploration of how, out of millions of disgruntled people in the world, a very few rise up this metaphorical staircase and commit violent acts in the real world. He says radicalization isn't new, but the internet can make it faster and easier. I asked Mogadem what motivates people to take that last step to physical violence.
Well, it's a slow process sometimes, but it can also be rapid. But the key issues are that individuals feel that they are being mistreated, that there is injustice in the world, particularly nowadays through the internet. An echo chamber is developed and isolation takes place so that this group radicalizes. And the radicalization takes place in relation to other groups. It's what I call mutual radicalization. And gradually they get to a stage where one or two of them are ready for actual violent behavior.
It sounds like what you're saying is that not only is the internet particularly good, or not only is it particularly ripe for this type of behavior, but that in fact, as online communities become radicalized, they radicalize each other, like they up the ante.
Absolutely. This is becoming the norm. And we see this in politics. We see it in extremist ideology. So that there is a relationship between these radicalizing movements and the internet. And this is taking place in the wider context of globalization.
You know, you've said that the latter stages of this radicalization staircase are somewhat rare. But do you see this process becoming faster or more common?
Yes, definitely becoming more common in the sense that the mutual radicalization taking place, the probability of more individuals moving up to that final level of the staircase increases. And this is very much related to the type of migration taking place around the world, and the kind of leadership coming through now is quite different from what was taking place 10 years ago.
I wonder, how can companies, individual companies and platforms, combat this radicalization process on their networks?
The large corporations, media corporations, have a duty to take on this challenge. They have the tools available. They have the technical means to do this. They have to get more serious about controlling hate speech. They have to get more serious about controlling echo chambers and influencing echo chambers.
Fatali Mogadem is a professor of psychology at Georgetown. He has a new book coming out called Threat to Democracy: The Appeal of Authoritarianism in an Age of Uncertainty. Tomorrow on the show, we may wish that big tech companies could just make this all go away, but that isn't as easy as it sounds. And now for some related links. You'll find a link to the professor's paper on our website, marketplacetech.org. And CNN has a good piece this week about this topic of online radicalization and what big tech platforms can do about it. They spoke with a terrorism expert who says simply taking down extremist content just shifts the content and the audiences to smaller platforms. Think of, say, the chat app Gab, which is a favorite of neo-Nazi groups, anti-Semitics, racists, and conspiracy theorists. The expert said algorithms shouldn't amplify extreme content for a start, But if they know it's there, they could actually redirect people to forums with different viewpoints or even therapy resources. It's a super interesting read. In the UK, there's actually a startup called Moonshot, which is trying to intercept people lower on the staircase, if you will, by targeting them with what they call off-ramping campaigns, basically messages that direct them to more positive content. And they can even intervene online to connect potential extremists with offline help. And like I said, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.